You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, have you been inspired by Sky Brown and the other fabulous skateboarders at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games? Would you love to give it a try, but are perhaps worried that being visually impaired will make it impossible? Well, today I'm joined by Dan Mencina, who is a blind skater, and he would like to inspire you to give it a try. It is so nice to have you here, Dan.
Thank you. It's very great to be here. Appreciate it.
So I have to start with this one, but what made you choose the skateboard?
Well, growing up, it wasn't as popular when I was growing up. It was a very much smaller community, and that appealed to me. You know, it wasn't like a mainstream sport or something like that. And there's no coach. There's no one telling you what to do, how to do it. It's a very independent thing. And yeah, it's a very just creative, great outlet to have.
Do you find it difficult to, I guess, learn how to do all the tricks on a skateboard when you can't see, or do you find it easier to be creative with it?
It's difficult whether you can see or can't see. I don't like really think about my blindness when I'm skating. I'm just kind of thinking about skateboarding. So it lets you just focus on something other than your daily life, kind of an escape in that way.
What do you find people's reactions are like? Because when you skateboard, you do it with a white cane. Many people will look at it and be like, that's a bit unusual. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, people are, yeah, it's all over the board. You know, some people are really stoked. Some people are, you know, don't believe it. Some people are just confused, you know. It's rare that people really see a blind person out in the wild. And then the C1 skateboarding, I think, is, And then you get people who don't think I should be doing it and all that. So it's all over the board.
Why do you think they believe you shouldn't do it?
I think the general perception of skateboarding is dangerous. And that's not true at all. You just kind of go at your own pace and your own level. And, I mean, I guess people don't think someone who's vision impaired can do much of anything. So to actually skate, I guess, throws them off.
Because you did say it, it's absolutely not an easy thing to do. I mean, for anyone who's ever tried any skateboarding as a kid, it's just not easy. So I imagine when they're seeing someone do it, they just get a bit, it's almost like you're attacking their worldview. You're proving them wrong.
Yeah, I guess. Hopefully. That's my idea, is to change the perception from the visually impaired. So I hope I have that effect. Be cool.
Is that part of the reason you set up all your social media accounts?
Yeah, that's why I have all of that. I was really tired of the way people viewed me and treated me, going from like the sighted world to the blind world, you know. I noticed this big difference in the way people talked to me and what they expected from me. So that was my way in the beginning to kind of push back against that, just doing things they wouldn't expect a visually impaired or blind person to do.
I know there's a bit of a movement now in America, which is wanting to get adaptive skateboarding to the Paralympics. And you're part of that movement of campaigning to make that happen.
Yeah, competing. And I'm on the USA Skateboarding Committee, Adaptive Sports Committee. And that's our goal for 2028 Paralympics, to have skateboarding part of that. You know, both like amputee skaters, wheelchair riders, all that, WCMX, all that stuff. So, yeah, that's been my, you know, a fun passion and goal of mine the last few years. It's a shame that it's not, you know, it should be a part of it already, having skateboarding in the Olympics. But just growing the awareness is the hardest. You know, people don't think there's a lot of blind skateboarders or anything, but there's actually quite a bit all around the world. So.
Have you seen, I guess, more people that are visually impaired doing what you're doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just through social media, there's a bunch of people who reach out and just get connected. And we're all have a big group chat going. It's good. Yeah, there's a lot. Like I said, there's a lot of us out there. So there just needs to be more opportunity. We need to create more opportunity for contests and stuff like that. There's a whole list of things you have to do to get in the Paralympics. And starting those contests is kind of like the one of the big first steps. 2028 is the goal, but after that, I'd be too old to skate. I definitely want to skate in it. So sooner the better, you know.
You've also started another thing you're doing, which is podcasting, which is something you've picked up not that long ago.
A little over a year, I started my podcast, Insider with Dan Mancino. And it's just, yeah, just another, you know, outlet for me to express my feelings of, you know, pushing back against the common misconceptions and stigma for the visually impaired and blind community. So good listen. Check it out.
Well, so how can we listen to the podcast? Where can we find it?
All your main, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, all that stuff. Just search that Incited with Dan Mancino. It should pop up.
So what would you say is, I guess, the most frustrating misconception you get and the one that you really want people to change and stop doing?
It's just, I guess, the day-to-day stuff you face. You know, it's all the little things that add up. You know, not thinking I can cross the street or use stairs, like little stuff like that. We just need to be out there more so that it's more normalized and people don't get nervous and weird around us when they talk to us and meet us. It seems to be more normalized.
It is all about raising awareness and making people aware that there's so many different ways of existing, and it's not really something you should pity someone over either, because I feel like that's something that comes up quite a lot.
Yeah, the pity, you know, they instantly just think, oh, that sucks, or that's horrible. It's like, yeah, I mean, I guess that's like the first thing you go through. And then you just realize, oh, okay, I'm just trying to live my life.
So we've mentioned the podcast, we've mentioned your social media, you're involved in the movement to try and get adaptive skateboarding into Paralympics, but there's also one more thing you're involved with.
Yeah, that's my nonprofit called Keep Pushing. And this started a few years back, realizing that skate parks are not as accessible as they should be. And I wanted to build the first kind of fully adaptive skate park. And it's kind of changed over the years, but I've come to realize I want to build a smaller facility that's close to me, and then invite families with children with visual impairments to come out and stay, and then use everything I've learned as a blind person in my skateboarding to teach that. Show, and then, you know, throw workshops. And then also, you know, kind of ties into creating the environment, like that safe, accessible environment that can then be used for other future skate park builds, and then also towards the Paralympics. Yeah, that's the big goal. We're raising money right now for it. I just got my first couple ramps and stuff like that. So you can reach out to me, social media, all that stuff to ask to help or anything like that.
What would you say to anyone who is listening to this conversation and they're thinking, that does, like, skateboarding, it sounds really cool, but I'm not sure if I can do it. I'm a bit apprehensive.
Everything's weird and uncomfortable when you start it. Skateboarding's the same. I mean, the best advice would be just to try to find like a local skate shop, because the whole skateboard community is really great and inclusive and fun. And people would just be stoked if they saw. People get super excited when they see me at the skate park and stuff like that, just because I'm visually impaired. So it's a very inviting community. Or you can do it all on your own, too. Like how I started, you can find a giant open parking lot and just start slow and just go at your own pace. And the main thing is having fun. Yeah.
And if we wanted to maybe ask some questions, we can also reach out to you on social media as well, can't we?
Of course. Yeah, I'm very open to all that stuff.
What are those details again?
Across the board, it's Dan the Mancina. So DanTheMan, Dan the Mancina, Cina. And that's Instagram, I don't even know, all of them, TikTok, YouTube. And then you can email me at incitedpodcast@gmail.com too.
Fantastic. So absolutely get in touch if you ever have any questions about skateboarding. Dan Mancina, for the meantime, thank you so much for sharing your love of skateboarding with us here on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Much love. Keep pushing.